You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. State Bank of India on Friday said it will raise up to Rs 50,000 crore through debt instruments from Indian as well as overseas markets in the current fiscal. The decision in this regard was taken by the Central Board of the bank, the country's largest lender said in a stock exchange filing. SBI Board has accorded approval for raising funds in INR or any other convertible currency by issue of debt instruments including, but not limited to, long-term bonds, Basel III compliant additional Tier 1 bonds, Basel III compliant Tier 2 bonds, up to an amount of Rs 50,000 crores through private placement made to Indian and or overseas investors during FY24. SBI's March quarter net profit zoomed nearly 90% to Rs 18,094 crores on a consolidated level, helped by a robust performance on the core income front and an improvement in asset quality to the decadal best. Moving on, e-commerce firm Amazon India on Friday signed an agreement with the government's premier agri-research body, ICAR, to guide farmers enrolled on its Kisan store on scientific cultivation of different crops and help them achieve optimum yield and income. A Kisan store section was launched on the Amazon platform in September 2021. Farmers can avail doorstep delivery of agri-input products via Kisan store through assisted shopping at Amazon EC stores. The outcomes from a pilot project at Pune between Indian Council of Agricultural Research, Krishi Vigyan Kendra and Amazon India has motivated to further expand the partnership, the company said in a statement. On behalf of ICAR, U.S. Gautam, Deputy Director General, Agricultural Extension, and Siddharth Tata, Product Leader, Amazon Fresh Supply Chain and Kisan signed the Memorandum of Understanding. ICAR will collaborate with Amazon for technologies, capacity building and transfer of new knowledge, ICAR Director General Himanshu Pathak said on the occasion. Now some overseas news. UBS on Friday criticized EU antitrust regulators over the way they calculated its $186 million cartel fine, saying the arbitrary figure was based on inaccurate assumptions that resulted in a big penalty. The Swiss bank was penalized by the European Commission in 2021 for taking part in a European government bond trading cartel between 2007 and 2011 in the midst of the European debt crisis. Its fine was the biggest. The financial industry has been fined billions of euros worldwide in recent years for rigging foreign exchange, Euribor and Libor benchmarks and bonds. UBS subsequently challenged the EU decision at the General Court, Europe's second highest. While the bank estimated the relevant value of sales used to calculate the fine should be 89 million euros, the EU competition enforcer used its own figure of almost 300 million euros, UBS lawyer Christian Rees-Madsen told judges at a hearing. In other news, inflows into Indian equity mutual funds halved sequentially to 32.4 billion rupees in May, the lowest since November 2022, data from the Association of Mutual Funds in India showed on Friday. Equity mutual fund inflows had fallen to a five-month low of 64.80 billion rupees in April. The slide in equity mutual fund inflows was offset by steady foreign inflows in domestic equities, prompting a 2.60% rise in the Nifty 50 index in May. Contributions through systematic investment plans, in which investors make regular payments into mutual funds, rose 7.44% from the previous month to a record 147.49 billion rupees in May. Over 1.05 million new SIP accounts were opened last month. More working days in May and the preference of retail investors to utilize mutual funds to invest in equity markets propelled SIPs to record highs, said AMFI Chief Executive N.S. Venkatesh. And finally, update on Indian shares declined for the second straight session on Friday, dragged by a broad-based slide amid sustained profit booking after the Reserve Bank of India signaled tighter monetary conditions could persist. The blue-chip Nifty 50 closed 0.38% lower at 18,563.40, while the benchmark S&P BSE Sensex fell 0.35% to 62,625.63. Despite the slide in the last two sessions, the benchmarks held on to weekly gains, aided by a 1% rise in three sessions ahead of the RBI's policy on Thursday. 11 of the 13 major sectoral indexes declined, with fast-moving consumer goods, information technology, and public sector banks losing between 0.8% and 1.3%. The fall in domestic equities was in contrast to the rise in Wall Street overnight, as well as Asian equities on Friday, as odds of a rate pause in the Fed's upcoming meeting on June 14th increased after data showed weekly jobless claims hit over a 1 to 1.5 year high, signaling a cooling economy. Investors also await rate decisions from the European Central Bank and Bank of Japan next week, and inflation data both in India and the US due next week. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.